Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, €336,000, that's the cost of the bike shelter installed at Leinster House for 18 bikes. And this morning, Kieran O'Donnell, the Minister of State with responsibility for the Office of Public Works, has requested his officials carry out a full review of the construction costs, while the Taoiseach has called it inexcusable and inexplicable. Well, our reporter Maura Fay has been on the streets of RD this morning, getting reaction from the public to the news.
Why is it there?
Do you think it's too much money?
Yeah. It's a shed. It's a shed. That's all it is. Like, for God's sake. An old metal bar and tie your bike to it. Like,
absolutely ridiculous. You wouldn't spend that money on it?
Not on a bike shed.
Well, someone said you can buy them for a couple of thousand online or whatever. But sure, it's typical of what the state money has been used for. Yeah, all the homeless people and people who are on waiting lists for houses, and then they go spending over 300,000 on a bike shed. Doesn't make much sense, does it?
Well, I think if it was me or you, we'd have to answer for it. That's really it. I think, you know, it's ridiculous. Sure, that's the price of a small house now. People can't even afford that to buy a house. They're buying a bike shed with it.
It's a disgrace. Yeah, there's people sleeping on the streets. People can't survive anymore, and they've no, like, they're spending that on a bike shed. There's one bike in the shed this morning from what I've seen.
Sure, if it was coming out of their own pockets, they wouldn't spend it. Honestly, I'd say our money they're spending it for a bike shed that they could easily get for about 15 grand. Like, it's mad.
Yeah, people perplexed and annoyed about this one. I'm joined by Nasa Harrigan, Green Party TD for Dublin Central. So Nasa, that money, 336,000, you look at the figure and immediately I think you'd build a house for it. And somebody said it there to Maura Fay in the streets of RD. I mean, you're an architect. We don't want to oversimplify this. Is it in any way justifiable, though?
It's hard to see how it can be justifiable, and people are totally right. It is the cost of constructing a house. And I heard that lady say it's just a shed. It's not even a shed. You know, it's an L-shaped canopy. So your bike's possibly still going to get wet. I think that, look, we there are answers that we require. I'm not so keen on what the minister said this morning that, you know, the OPW itself will review that. I don't see necessarily that we need the OPW to put it on the long finger and look at its own work and inquire into itself. What we need is just the documents to be released.
Right. Well, they've released a certain amount of information here. I see a breakdown in the cost, which has come from the OPW. So I'll go through them all, actually, so that people know what we're talking about here. So Narrative Archaeological Services, that comes to just under 2,000. Monitoring Report and Archaeological Services, 492,000. License Application and Method, that's the 492. Then we have the Construction and Installation of the Shelter. So this is the really important figure. Construction and Installation, €283,949. And then you have VAT on top of that. Contract Admin Services, 10,816. Is there not enough detail in those figures, Nasa? Do you need to see more?
Absolutely, we do. So you might have seen from the OPW what they're saying is that this sits under a framework agreement. So for somebody like me looking at that, the first thing I would have been asking for is, can I see the tender documents? Now, this sits under a Part 9, which means that it's a secure site. So Leinster House obviously would be a secure site in the same way that our courts or prisons would be a secure site. And what we do is you don't publish those into the public sphere. You wouldn't put the plans out there. But that doesn't mean that you can't issue the documents and the contract agreements. But in this case, because it's a framework agreement, there's no tender document, there's no tender report. But you could publish the framework agreement itself, and you could publish the scoping of works without breaching Part 9 regulations around kind of keeping those areas secure.
Mm-hmm.
So I think rather than putting it on the long finger and rather than investigating yourself, and look, I sat on the Public Accounts Committee and I've been there long enough to see the OPW come in front of us a number of times. I would say that they're not really in a position to investigate themselves. I would be asking things like, It was this a design build? Like, was this something where we contracted this out and there's design fees included in that? That would be, I think, actually my first question. Did this include the e-charging? And also, if this is a framework agreement, that would imply that it's actually a long-term agreement that covers other projects as well. So are we paying over the odds on everything that happens on this site? Or what kind of agreement does the OPW have with that contractor and how long does it last?
Well, they say in this statement where they've given those costs that the structure consists of a steel-framed glazed canopy to ensure long-term durability. The materials used, including Irish granite, glass and steel, were carefully selected not only for their durability but also for their compatibility with the historic setting of our National Parliament. Now, how important is that factor? It had to fit with what's already there in Leinster House. Like, it couldn't have been a plastic lean-to.
No, absolutely. And that's a valid point. It's a bespoke project. And you would question, OK, well, do we put those kind of projects under a framework agreement then? Is that appropriate? But what I would say is, you know, it's a bike shed at the rear of the building against another building. So it sits against, for people who don't know the site very well, it sits against the National Gallery and Library Complex. So one of the points that the OPW made is it's a very sensitive site and also that there is a prevailing wind there. Well, you know, it's actually a sheltered area. And yes, it is a sensitive site, but I'm not sure it's a €300,000 sensitive site. And this is effectively a very, very simple structure. Mm-hmm. So we have had a structure at the front of the site, which is on the Kildare Street site, which was very complex and very expensive. But that was because the project required that you held onto these beautiful mature trees that you see at the very front of Leinster House. And that was a genuinely complex project and very visible to you know, the public. This is not that. So I think there are still very significant questions to be answered here.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it here, which accompanies Ken Fox's latest piece in the Irish Independent. Like, it's grand. It looks sturdy, but it doesn't look fancy or anything. It doesn't really look like an expensive thing.
Well, what I would say is that's what we need from active travel. We need fairly simple solutions that are cost effective. And this is high stakes stuff for the Green Party, because we want every employer, whether you have 10 or you have 150 employees, right? We would want people to be going out to those employees and doing what I asked actually the Cian Corlett to do a few years ago, which is transport survey and saying, you know, do you drive? Do you cycle? Do you walk? Why do you do those things? And how can we accommodate you if you would like to make a different choice? So often what people will say is, well, I don't cycle because, you know, I want to have a shower afterwards. I don't want to be sweaty going into work, or I need a secure locker because I don't want to be carrying my helmet around, or whatever that might be. And then it has to be cost effective to the workplace to make those changes so that all of their workers can choose the mode of travel that's right for them. And hopefully a lot of people will want to walk and cycle and beat the traffic and do all of those things. If we make it prohibitively expensive and everything becomes this huge project that's a unicorn project because it can happen just once in a while because it's so prohibitively expensive, then we won't make the change that we need. Now, the OPW is the only junior ministry that has its own budget. Mm-hmm. And I think that Fine Gael are very aware of that. And certainly I argued in the Programme for Government that we should get that ministry because it covers flooding and it covers heritage. But I think that, you know, the OPW particularly has been, as I said, in front of the Public Accounts Committee a number of times. There's some real questions to be answered here. But they don't need to do the inquiry themselves. They just need to release the documents.
So you're not asking for another entity to do an inquiry. You just want to see the figures.
Just show us the numbers. That's mm-hmm. it. It's not complicated. It's not navel-gazing. Just release them. I know Ken Fox has done excellent work there, but one of the frustrations is that number of 283,000, so 283,000, that's a huge block. Does that include fees? Does that include in-house design work? The OPW have a number of really brilliant architects working for them. Was this designed by the OPW and carried out by a contractor, or did they undertake this entire bespoke project themselves in a sensitive site?
So that figure of just under 284,000, which we're told is for construction and installation, there's not enough detail in there. You want to know exactly what that paid for.
I think the problem that the OPW have here is providing that big block of a number and saying, look, this is what it costs to construct, is that the picture of the bike shed, and it's an open site, anybody can walk down the street and see it. The picture of the bike shed shows that it is not a complex structure. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't look like it includes the charging points. So to say that it's so complex that it costs 280,000 is just not going to stand up to scrutiny. We're going to see extra detail, but I don't want to see that extra detail in 18 months' time. I think they should just release the documents.
And it does have charging points for electric bike batteries, does it?
It does, but you have to remember that, you know, unlike the project that I described earlier that was kind of in and around mature trees and was very, very sensitive and very complex, this was already a car park. This was a hard-standing car park against a very straight wall of an existing building, even withstanding the fact that that building has conservation issues. So it wasn't necessarily a complex site. It was a hard-standing. They put in charging points and 18 points to lock your bike, which in fairness will take 36 bikes because you can do it on either side. And then a very simple L-shaped canopy, which actually isn't particularly enclosed. So unfortunately, the public can see what a simple construction it is. And as much as we like the granite, and that's fine, and I'm sure the granite was expensive and it's very hard to find that material. Mm-hmm. Is it 300,000? I'd like to see the numbers.
How much do you think it should have cost?
About half.
Half of that, which is still an awful lot of money.
It's an awful lot of money, but I would give you an example of the problem that a lot of local authorities have at the moment, which is putting in pedestrian crossings. They cost between 120 and 150,000 currently because we put in your zebra crossing, but we also put in the lights. And the excavation and the works that cost money. And so one of the things that we need to do is to rationalise projects like that so that we don't have one or two completed every year. We have hopefully hundreds, tens of them completed every year.
And listen, the unintended consequence, which is you've outlined already, is that it puts other people off putting these things in for their staff because they think, well, I'm not even going to go there because look at what it costs the government to do it.
Exactly right. And we really do need both the state and private businesses to be thinking, right, can I put, you know, a set of secure lockers down in the basement? Can I change that bathroom to include a shower? Can I put in the bike shed for, you know, a few thousand euro and allow people to make a change if they want to? Because, you know, we have seen that when you put in the facilities, people want them. And I actually went in, I'm in work today, and I checked the bike facilities at the front of Leinster House and they are all full to the brim. And we're not even sitting this week. So when you build it, they will use it.
Mm-hmm. But this is for 36 bikes, not for the 18 that we heard about yesterday. You say you can put one on either side of the structures.
Can.
Okay. All right, listen, we'll leave it there, NASA. I'm sure we'll hear more about that. That's NASA Harrigan, Green Party TD.